rewarding the calm. This is something that's quite a popular phrase. It's nearly as popular a phrase as ignoring the bad and rewarding the good. It's a bit more practical than that, and I want to explain how you can reward the calm, even if your dog is really, really fizzy and really excited and is never calm, which is what people struggle with a lot with. When I see clients and they say, Tilly, I've really been trying to, you know, ignore the bad and reward the good, but he's just never good, which I think is quite funny, actually. But it's a similar point. One thing to definitely realise about ignoring the bad and stuff, it doesn't work, because a lot of what dogs do that we deem as bad, like pretty much everything they do, so digging, barking, it's a reward for the dog. So it's rewarding for the dog to do these actions, hence you can't ignore them, because they'll just keep doing them because it's rewarding for them. So it's only worth ignoring something really if it's not rewarding for the dog, which most of the reason why they do things is because they're getting a reward somewhere. So if you're not involved with it, chances are it's just a reward in itself, especially things like digging and chewing. They love it. They're getting a lot of good things, good chemicals happening when they do these things. So it's more about redirect, really. But rewarding the calm is important. It's important for maturity, because some dogs, particularly things like spaniels and some cockapoos as well, they're never going to calm themselves down. They just literally can't do it. In a natural environment, they would rely on the other dogs in the group to calm them down. And the other dogs would basically, if they were too much or barking or being annoying, basically, they would just keep flattening them and squashing them into the mud over and over and over until they were calm. Obviously, we don't have to do that, but that's just an example of what would happen in a natural environment. The other dogs would get involved, which actually is you. It's meant to be you. So I want to go through two examples, and it's just a quick one, really, indoors and outdoors, of how to reward the calm. Now, I have got two videos of Chuck the Labrador, who is extremely excited, and they're on TikTok. They're probably on Facebook if you can find them. TikTok's probably the easiest way to find them, because you can scroll through everything. But it's basically showing you how he should be coming out of his pen or his crate, i.e. calm. So I'm rewarding the calm, because I'm waiting for him to be calm, and then I'm opening the gate, or you know, I'm opening it slowly and then shutting it because he starts leaping about again. But have a look at those so you can see basically what I mean. You've got a visual for it. But rewarding the calm, I'm going to use Guess as an example and other dogs as an example, because that's two of the most exciting times for dogs. So Guess, reward the calm, it kind of leaves a bit out that sentence, because also you have to stop the reward happening as well. So when your guest comes in, if your dog's going nuts and mental and jumping and everything, it's very hard for people to ignore that of a dog. Chances are, whenever I see a dog that's really excited, is that somewhere in the family or a guest is making the dog really crazy excited when they come in. It only has to be one person out of 10 for the dog to be excited for the majority of guests, because they're waiting for that moment. So dog excitement with guests, you have to stop that. Anyone who's coming through the door going, "Why, Benny, let's go," you know, that's not acceptable. Do it half an hour after you've come in, when the dog's calmed down. Don't do it at the door. So, but what you need to do, so for guests, is if your dog's excited, is that you don't want your dog in that state of mind and action, like jumping up, really. It's, you know, to be honest, excited dogs with all four on the floor isn't a problem, to be honest, but most excited dogs do jump up to reach you, and a lot of guests bear hug the dog and love it. You know, it feels great, and some owners do as well. But you're rewarding that mentality, and it's not reward the calm. You have to reward the calm. So what does this mean? It means that your dog can't get to a guest physically get to a guest with that behavior. So any kind of excitement and things like that, we physically stop the dog from getting to the guest by putting a lead on. That's all you have to do. It's just, no, you can't get to the guest until you're calm. And it might take a little while, but that's fine. Then you can use treats and Kongs and redirect to calm the dog down. So, you know, you call them to you as the owner, and wait for your dog to calm down. And then when your dog has calmed down, then they can get closer to the person. Now, some dogs at this point, again, lose the plot because they find people so exciting. I remember, I think it was Strood, I had an XL bully before the ban, but they were obviously worried about him because he was so excited and strong, you know. But we spent a long time on getting him to calm down. And it's the same thing. Now, to help dogs out, you can't obviously tell your dog, look, if you just calm down, Auntie Janice is going to see you now and give you a cuddle and it's fine. Just please don't put your big paws on her shoulders, okay? That's, you can't say that, but what you can ask a dog to do is sit. Almost every dog I've worked with knows sit anyway. It's very easy for your dog to get. And then you start rewarding that. And once they realise that, one, the reward of the guest is taken away by the lead. They cannot reach the guest. And two, they are actually getting a reward. Probably isn't as good in the dog mind as the guest, but they're getting a reward for sitting. They all start to get the picture of, ah, when I do this, and sitting is a calmer action than jumping. So you start with that. It just helps them out a bit. And sometimes when I'm doing the crate thing, if you see on the videos, sometimes I ask puppies to sit as well, because it helps them out. Otherwise, you could be waiting forever with the dog bouncing up and down in the crate or bouncing up and down the lead. It's good to give them some direction and then just repeat it, wait for them to be calm, lead them up to the guest, still with the lead on. And then this is where you're likely again to get a big eruption of excitement. You do have to keep your guests calm as well. Definitely control your guests. I would tell them if your dog's really excited, don't look at your dog or talk to them. You know, stroking is enough. Even that sometimes they just can't handle it. So exciting. But then what's got to happen is that as soon as the dog is excited and you're not waiting really for a jumping up, you're waiting for the energy level of the dog. So you're waiting from the dog to just kind of walk up to somebody to turn into that kind of wiggle, that kind of bouncy wiggle. That is when we stop it. It's like, right, you know, you've ruined it, it's too late. And you call your dog away, or, you know, use the lead. And again, you reward them at you with treats. The reason why you reward them with treats, it's not a mixed messaging thing. You're just saying kind of thank you for coming back to me and disconnecting with me. You're taking away the reward of the guest because at that moment you became too excited, so you lost guest. And they soon learn, guest, I have to be calm for guest. And that's what reward the calm means. But it's a strange sentence because it also, you know, needs to have on the end of it, reward the calm and stop the excitement. Like, you have to actually do something. You can't just wait most of the time. When the dog's got a bit of knowledge, you can wait and stuff, but usually they have no knowledge or concept, and you could be waiting all day. If you've got a high energy dog that's particularly excited, you could be waiting an hour. So it's no point. Just direct them, just ask them to do something else, distract them, whatever, and let them try again and again and again. And it's like, no you got it wrong. So you're stopping the dog from performing an action with that excited emotion and with that rude behavior. You're physically stopping the dog, which is what another dog would do. If they see something they don't like, they immediately go over there and tell them off, and they don't stop. They're kind of relentless. Unless they're old, they're very relentless on this. It's like, you're not doing the right thing, that's wrong. And then eventually the dog has to do a different behavior in order to get somewhere, otherwise they're just never going to move. It's not that you're telling your dog to calm down or this is how you calm a dog down. The dog literally can't do anything else. It can't move forwards, like in general life, if you like, unless he shows this behaviour. And like I said, you can't say, look, mate, just calm down. I start with a sit because it kind of grounds them and gets them thinking. Training is naturally calming for dogs. Chewing is naturally calming for dogs as well. Just a heads up on that. So if we talk about meet and greet as well with dogs, first of all, if your dog is excited from a distance, personally, I wouldn't try and do a meet and greet either, because it's not going to work the way you think it will. If your dog is reactive because he's excited, what you need to listen to really is my podcast on recall, the number one problem, how to fix it, because most people's recall problem is dogs too friendly, and actually if they just fix that, the dog would have perfect recall. So if that's you, go and listen to that. This is for the end point. If you have listened to that And you're like, actually, no, he's fine with that. He's fine with dogs walking past. It's just the meet and greet. He just goes really over the top and he's being rude and dogs are getting upset and they're trying to tell him off and I'm a bit worried about him because he's small. You know, whatever. This is the end point. This is, again, all about reward the calm. And you do it exactly like the guest situation. The only difficulty is your guests you can chat to, you know, and they're going to be there for a long time. Other dogs not necessarily are there for a long time. You are going to have to communicate with people. It's very helpful if you can get into a conversation with somebody and the dog is there for a while with your dog, because otherwise you're going to be just chasing people around the park. You need to just find one dog and work there for a kind of 10-15 minutes, depending on how excited your dog is. But it's the same thing. So ideally, your dog doesn't react to dogs unless they're very, very close, and your dog's tired. That's always a bit easier as well. So give them a run first. Doesn't have to be long, even 20 minutes. It just kind of takes the edge off, really. Anyone thinking I'm talking about letting them off? No, just long line and zigzag madly so that your dog runs like a wild horse for 10 or 20 minutes just to get off a bit of steam. Then go finding dogs. And what you want to do is exactly the same. As soon as they see the dog and they start changing the body language from little dogs tend to kind of amble trot, big dogs tend to kind of waddle, but say you're watching your dog and they've noticed the dog, and instead of putting their head down or head sideways because they're like, oh, there's a dog, oh yeah, and there's a smell there, that's relaxed, right? That can move forwards. If they lock onto a dog, if they move faster, if they get a bit wiggly, that's a stop. And we stop there, wherever it is, we stop there. And we ask for that calm. So you can ask for a sit. It's not particularly necessary. It's more that the way to calm a dog down in that situation is just continuously look at you and look at the other dog. So again, it's similar with the guests. You do it with treats, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until your dog realizes, ah, there is a dog there, but looks like we're not gonna go bounding over to it and have a massive game, so I might as well relax. Then you can set forward again. This is why, if your dog is excited from a distance, you've got to sort that out, because this would take you all day. Really, this is the thick end of the wedge. This is where, when you're working, it's when your dog only reacts within a meter or two of another dog. Like, as in, it's completely calm, and then when it does meet and greet, it struggles at that point. That's what I'm on about. And again, it's for all the calm. So calm moves forward. Anything else doesn't. That's it. And the same when you actually get to the dog. So it's a lot of stopping and starting, because you've got to check that energy out. That's too much. And it is. Some dogs will tolerate it, but that's still the term I would use. They don't enjoy being bounced around by a dog they don't know. They don't like it. They like calm. They like rules. They like everything, you know, in an order, if you like. So a lot of dogs will tolerate this. And then you get the other extreme, which really won't tolerate it and will go absolutely mental. So you have to teach your dog these manners. The dog, they're only going to learn from other beings. And you can say, oh god, I hope I meet lots of dogs to teach my dog manners. That's kind of fair enough. That is how some people do it. But you have to make sure you know the other dogs around, to be honest, because not all dogs are balanced enough to tell a young dog off in the correct way. Some will go mental. And then you could have an aggressive dog because he's been attacked. You don't want an attack. The most you want is a kind of air snap and things. And it's not instant anyway. They usually have to hang around each other for a long time. It's just like family dynamics. You can't expect strangers to, you know, teach you manners. You kind of have to be around a friend, you know, for a few months while they're nitpicking at you, like, oh, you're a bit negative, oh, you're a bit messy. And then you slowly change over the time. It's a bit like the dogs are a bit like that. It's not instant. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go and steal a Mars bar and then someone like punches you in the face or something. It's not, that's not how we learn. We learn from our group settings. That's not right, you know. And your dog's going to learn the same thing. So it's you and your dog, essentially. You are your dog's teacher. So you're going forwards. You've got to the dog because yours is calm. And what you'll start to see with excited dogs is they try and stay calm. So it just means that they slowly raise the energy. Their tail might start lifting, their head might start lifting. And you just have to watch this, because some are very good at kind of calming down and some will just accelerate up. And at that point, you have to pull your dog away, but only 1 or 2 meters. And you need a calm dog to do this with. Pick calm dogs. Don't pick excited ones, because then your dog is just learning he was right all along. It's just a big game. So you want calm kind of slash boring dogs, really. Obviously tolerant, because you're doing a meet and greet, so there's often a bit of physical touching involved with bums and noses. But make sure that that's what you're doing. So your dog's getting excited, the other dog isn't responding at all, or, you know, barely, which is good. And then it's like, right, no, I'm pulling you away. Pulling you away, come here, what's this? Have a treat, sit down, blah, blah, blah. And then you have to wait. It's not enough. Your dog is not going to learn anything if you just disappear. This is why, again, it's harder with this, because you guess they're all the time, well, for a few hours, whatever. And the other dogs are just passing through. You've got to have a chat with the owner. And you can explain what you're doing, just trying to calm him down around dogs. That's it, right? And then when he's sitting there, as long as he's not barking and whining, which you'd have to either distract out or actually leave and go and long line again, because he's finding it hard. But you would then go in again. So we have got a little video of this one as well. This was with a spaniel puppy, black and white spaniel puppy, somewhere in the middle of TikTok that will be. And it's something like socializing your puppy. Have a look at that, because that's what I mean. We go find this really old dog and the puppy's really excited, and we just stand there and wait, and you know, it's getting excited and it's backflipping and going nuts, and then eventually it just sits there. So when it sits there, we can let it in again. It's just that, it's like, okay, when you've calmed down, taken a breath, then you can go in again. Oh no, you've messed it up, come out again. So that is, again, reward the calm. Calm moves forward, and it's a bit like when I do lucid walking as well. Lucid walking moves forward, pulling does not. But I don't, with pulling, again, it's a bit like ignoring the bad. Don't just stop there with the pulling. Either change direction or call your dog back. Your dog has to do some work. It's no good just standing and waiting. You could be waiting all day. And it's the same with this as well, with the guests. Don't just pull your dog away from your guests. Direct them, instruct them, and give them an opportunity to learn and change their behaviour. Don't just wait it out. You know, you'd be waiting, you know, until you're old. So that is what we mean by reward the calm. And you've got to do it as much as possible. So, you know, even getting breakfast. I've only really known people do this if they have had crazy excited dogs, because it's obviously such a problem that they have to do something. But what they do is, you know, the dogs are sitting and staying before their food. Like, the food's being made and the dog is in one position and they sit there and they wait the whole time. And then the food goes down and then they say, go on, and then they eat it. But I've only known, the only people who kind of bother with that are, you know, really crazy excited dogs, because you kind of have to, because it impacts your life. Whereas most dogs will give you a bit of space, or, you know, they bustle in, you just push them back or something and they listen, that's it. You don't have to do that. But that's what I mean, is other examples of where you can reward the calm. So for me, leaving the house is one. We don't leave until we calm. That's just the way it is, because if they're not listening there, they're not going to listen anywhere around. So we've got to connect before we leave. If dogs are barking in the garden, another one is reward the calm, but also stop the crazy. So if they're barking in the garden, it's like, right, you come in, you've lost the garden. You have to, you know, excessive barking. I'm not talking about the odd bark, but we see dogs that just go there and bark, like that's their thing. So it's the same thing. Reward the calm, but stop the crazy. So yeah, just, you can think of as many places as you can, and then over time your dog will start to learn this calm behaviour as well. Obviously, when we do this, we have to really give with the dog as well. So give with the dog, as in lots and lots of chew toys. Chewing's really important, and lots of exercise. So it's kind of like no excuse after that. It's like, well, I've exercised you physically, I've given you some lovely chew toys to help you relax, and I'm also training you, so that you know what's expected of you. There's no excuses now, we just have to get to work. If you don't exercise your dog, I do meet people who never walk their dog, which is really extreme. Like, that's not on, unless your dog's, you know, insanely old, it's not on. And then, you know, they're trying to expect all this stuff, like stop whining, stop barking, you know, relax, relax. And it's like, well, they can't, because they need to run. They gotta run, get the long line out. Let's go zigzagging around a park. So be fair with it. But yeah, definitely expect more. Just make sure you're rewarding the right things. Are you, in all situations, you can have a think about it, are you rewarding excitement or allowing excitement? Or are you purposely thinking, no, I want my dog to be calm in this situation, let's practice. Happy dog training, guys. If you're interested in more videos or stuff that I do, I am on TikTok. I usually put my TikTok videos also on Facebook and Instagram, so just search Fawn Dog for those. And the main website is fawndog121dogtraining.co.uk. Thanks for listening, guys.